In this bulletin, new photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate released. The Human Rights Commissioner backs calls to close a controversial youth detention centre in Western Australia. And in the National Basketball League, wins for the Adelaide 36ers and Sydney Kings. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. US President Donald Trump's political opponents have released photos of him with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic Party members of the US House of Representatives have put out 19 photos from the 95,000 or so they have from Epstein's estate. They include a black and white photo of Mr. Trump alongside six women whose faces have been blacked out. Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, says the photos have been released to keep the heat on Mr. Trump's administration to reveal the full truth about the Epstein saga.
These people who are part of the Trump administration, including Donald Trump and J.D. Vance himself, all said for years that they wanted to release the Epstein files. Then they come into office and do the exact opposite. Obstruct and obfuscate, hide stuff from the American people. All we want is full transparency so that the American people can get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Former US President Bill Clinton and the former British Prince Andrew are also shown in the photos released. Mr. Trump claims he was unaware of Epstein's crimes. A new report by Amnesty International has found that Palestinian militant group Hamas committed crimes against humanity during its attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October 2023. The report analysed patterns of the attack, communications between fighters during the assault, and statements by Hamas and the leaders of other armed groups. It's found the crimes against humanity committed included murder, extermination, imprisonment, torture, rape and other forms of sexual abuse, and inhumane acts. Hamas has denied that it carried out these crimes and is urging Amnesty International to retract the report. US President Donald Trump says Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to stop fighting after days of deadly border clashes. Mr. Trump has announced a renewed ceasefire in a social media post following phone calls with the prime ministers of both Thailand and Cambodia. It is the second time he has intervened in the conflict, this time to salvage the truce he brokered back in October. Thailand and Cambodia have been exchanging rockets and artillery at multiple locations upon their disputed 817-kilometre-long frontier in some of the most intense clashes since a five-day battle back in July. Rwanda stands accused at the United Nations Security Council of fueling instability and war in Africa. The United States has led the charge in making the charge against Rwanda as the Rwandan-supported M23 rebel group makes gains in the mineral-rich eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, derailing US President Donald Trump's attempts to broker peace in the region. Both Burundi and the Democratic Republic of Congo have supported the United States. The Congolese Foreign Minister, Therese Karikyamba Wagner, says it's time Rwanda was held to account.
We have reached a moment of truth. Either the international order accepts being openly defied, namely by Rwanda, or this council assumes its responsibility. Impunity has gone on for far too long.
Rwanda denies supporting the rebels and blames forces from both the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi for renewed fighting. Australian Human Rights Commissioner Lorraine Finlay has backed calls for Western Australia to immediately shut a controversial youth detention facility known as Unit 18. A coroner has made the recommendation in his report into the death of 16-year-old Aboriginal boy Cleveland Dodd, who died after self-harming in the facility. The coroner found children were subjected to solitary confinement as well as a lack of access to health, education and running water. This week, as the government of Western Australia barred UN inspectors from the facility, new data showed deaths in custody are at a 40-year high. Ms. Finlay says the move from the government of Western Australia highlights serious transparency issues.
Unit 18 should be immediately shut down, and also that solitary confinement in youth detention centres for children needs to be prohibited. And that's a finding that's also being made by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. And again, we understand that access was denied due to safety concerns. I think the fact that there are safety concerns in those facilities sufficient to block an expert oversight body from accessing those areas is itself really troubling.
The cultural ceremony has been held in Melbourne to mark the official commencement of the state's treaty with First Nations peoples. The treaty was signed and passed into Victorian law last month, but needed cultural assent through the ceremony to formally mark its commencement. The event included performances from Yothu Yindi and Baker Boy. The state's Minister for Treaty and First Peoples, Natalie Hutchins, says the treaty marks the beginning of a new relationship between First Peoples and the state. In the National Basketball League, Melbourne United coach Dean Vickerman says he's still proud of his side, despite their defeat to the Adelaide 36ers. United came back from a 16-point deficit at one point in the third quarter to force overtime at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, before Adelaide found form again in the extra period to ultimately prevail 114 points to 105. However, Vickerman says he's pleased with the way his side competed.
You know, what do I take as positives? I take, our commitment to get second shots tonight, the way that we crashed offensive boards, the way that we dove on the floor, the general winning plays that we made tonight with effort was being so much better than the last two games.
Adelaide star Bryce Cotton fouled out of the game, but not before starring with 33 points and 13 rebounds. In last night's other match, the Sydney Kings thrashed the Perth Wildcats 108 points to 79 in Perth. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.